Hello.
This is Opinion Research on behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm. We would like to ask a few questions concerning problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. May I please speak to Melissa?
This is Melissa.
Great. It's only going to be a few minutes. I really appreciate your time. Give me 1 second. All right. First of all, are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
I'd rather not say, but I'm registered to vote. Next question, please.
Oh, is there someone else who is registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey who I can speak to? The survey is only for Democratic.
Okay, then I'm a Democrat. Go ahead.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably 50-50, or do you think you're not going to vote?
100% voting.
100%, all right. Appreciate that. What year were you born, please?
58.
Thank you. What is your race? I'm sorry, not your race. I'm sorry. What is your race?
African-American.
Gotcha. Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in the U.S. are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
As long as Joe Biden has the wheel, we're going in the right direction.
Okay. And how about your part of New Jersey? Do you think things in your part of New Jersey are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
No, we're in the right direction.
The right one, okay. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means very cold, an unfavorable feeling. 100 is a very warm, favorable feeling. 50 is neutral. You can use any numbers from 0 to 100. So the first one is Tammy Murphy.
That's our governor's wife. 70.
He's 70, okay. Shavonda Sumter.
I don't think I know that name. What is she with, do you know?
Don't know. Actually, more information is not, it's not written here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't recognize that name.
You don't. No problem. Bill Pascrell.
Yes. 70, 80.
78. Oh, 80, okay.
Yes.
Andy Kim.
I don't recognize that name. I'm sorry.
No problem. Andre Sayo.
I'm embarrassed. I don't know that name.
Hey, no problem. No problem. That's fine. One moment. Would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Bill Pascrell is doing as your member of Congress?
Approve.
Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
All right. Would you say Bill Pascrell is it deserves to get the Democratic nomination for Congress in your district next year, or would you prefer to see someone new get the Democratic nomination for Congress?
No, absolutely. I'd like to keep him where he is.
I'd like to keep him, okay. And if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today, and the candidates were Andy Kim, Bob Menendez, and Tammy Murphy, for whom would you vote?
Tammy.
Tammy. All right.
Yes, definitely.
All right. And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today, and the candidates were Andre Sayo, Shavonda Sumter, and Bill Pascrell, for whom would you vote?
Bill Pascrell.
All right. And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and candidates were Andre Sayo and Bill Pascrell, for whom would you vote?
Bill Pascrell.
Gotcha. We're almost done, halfway done, so appreciate
no
your
problem.
Time. All right, so now I'm going to read you some brief statements about some of the possible candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely or not at all more likely to support the candidate for Congress.
Okay.
First one, Andrzej has been the mayor of Patterson since 2018.
Oh, okay. Now I know who it is. Okay, got it.
Oh, okay. Where he has been fighting to turn Patterson around by creating new initiatives to help low-income residents and improve Patterson's economy and quality of life. A young and dynamic leader, Seiya has secured over $1 billion in new investments for Patterson, including restoring Hinchcliffe Stadium, growing the local economy, improving infrastructure, and expanding parks and recreational opportunities. This statement doesn't make you much more likely to vote for this person, somewhat more, a little more, or not at all more.
We'll vote for him, definitely, strongly.
Yeah, okay. Next one, Bill Pascrell is New Jersey's progressive fighter in Congress who established himself as one of the leading congressional voices on protecting Medicare and Social Security for our seniors. He has used his position to fight for a tax policy fair to New Jersey taxpayers and international trade agreements that look out for the American worker. Much more likely to vote for him, somewhat more, a little more, or not at all more likely?
More likely.
Which one? Much more? Somewhat more?
Much more. Much more.
Much more.
Much more.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Shavonda Sumter is a state assemblywoman and staunch advocate for job growth, women's health, voting rights, civil rights, and criminal justice reform. She's championed legislation addressing black maternal and infant mortality, and recently the governor signed her law that will restore voting rights for more than 80,000 individuals who are currently on probation or parole.
Mm-hmm.
Much more likely to vote for her based on the statement, somewhat more,
oh,
a little
more. Oh, yeah, based on those statements, because I don't even recognize who she is, but on that statement, mm-hmm. much more likely to vote for her.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you. After hearing that information, if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today, and candidates were Andrzej, Shavonda Sumter, and Bill Pascrell, for whom would you vote?
Give me those candidates again, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Andrzej, Shavonda Sumter, and Bill Pascrell.
Oh, that's such a hard test. I guess I'm going to have to go with Bill.
Bill, okay. All right, so now I'm going to read you a few more statements about some of the possible candidates for Congress in your district.
Okay.
Please tell me if each statement, if accurate, makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support the candidate for Congress.
Okay.
So starting with Andrzej. As mayor, gun violence and crime in Patterson is out of control. And due to Sayo's lack of leadership, New Jersey's attorney general was forced to take over the Patterson Police Department.
Right.
If the statement was accurate, remember, if it was accurate, does it make you much less likely to vote for this candidate? Somewhat less likely, a little less, or not at all less likely?
I believe he's doing a great job, so I'm going to say more likely.
Well, in this case, would it be not at all less likely to support him based on this statement?
No, I would support him.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's just that in this occasion, it's worded differently.
Okay.
The options are, like, if it makes you less likely to vote for him, so you said that he's doing a good job, you would vote for him, so it means this one doesn't make you any less likely to support him.
That's correct. It doesn't make me any less likely.
Right. Gotcha. Next one, Bill Pascrell is 87 years old and has been in Congress for the last 26 years.
Mm-hmm.
Pascrell is part of the problem in Washington, D.C., refusing to let go of power to create room for progress. It is time for our communities to have new, younger, more dynamic leadership in Congress. This statement, if it was accurate, does it make you much less likely to support him, somewhat less, a little less, or not at all less likely to support him?
Not at all less likely to support him.
Not at all, okay.
Yeah.
Despite the humanitarian crisis in Gaza and mass casualties among Palestinian civilians, including thousands of women and children, Bill Pascrell has refused to demonstrate leadership and call for an end to Israel's bombing campaign and a permanent ceasefire between Israel and Palestine. Again, if this statement was accurate, does it make you much less likely to support him, somewhat less, a little less, or doesn't make you any less likely to support him?
Maybe a little less.
A little, okay. Shavonda Sumter is a career politician who has gone to training to become part of the do-nothing machine. Under her so-called leadership, New Jersey has become a less affordable place to live. Crime has gone up, taxes have gone up, traffic has gotten worse, and our kids' schools continue to suffer. If the statement was accurate, does it make you much less likely to support her, somewhat less, little less, or not at all?
Not at all, because I don't believe it has anything to do with her. That's our governor. So I'll say not at all. It does.
Gotcha.
Not at all. It doesn't faze me.
Okay, gotcha. After hearing that information, let me ask you again. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and candidates were Andresea, Shavonda Sumter, and Bill Pascrell, for whom would you vote?
It probably would be Bill Pascrell.
Bill, okay. And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Andresea and Bill Pascrell, for whom would you vote? Just those two.
Just those two. Boy, I'm going to have to go
right
with Bill.
Word.
Yeah,
Bill.
I'll
okay.
go with Bill. Yeah.
All right, so we're almost done. These last
okay.
questions are just for statistical purposes, so I appreciate your patience so far. Thinking
nope.
in political terms, would you say you're liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I guess it would be moderate.
Moderate, okay.
Mm.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, please?
13. Well, actually, it's like 14.
Okay. Thank you. What is your religious background, please?
Baptist.
Baptist. Hold on. Let me look it up. Gotcha. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes or no, do you consider yourself to be of Arab or Middle Eastern descent?
No.
No. Okay. Ooh. All right. Finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have you repeat your first name?
Sure. Melissa.
All right. This concludes her survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Hope you have a great day.
Hey, you do the same. Thank you so much.
I appreciate that. Thanks, bye.
Bye.